A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Chavav, Rosh Hashanah 26a, pagination page 51. We're going to start from the facing page, however, in the middle of Chaf Hei Amid Beis 25b, pagination 50, the new Mishnah. Reuhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. If the entire Jewish people saw the new moon, or Nechkiru Ha'edim, the witnesses came in who had seen the new moon, and they said their testimony. But even though it was considered a done deal, even though it was understood that it's for sure supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, V'lo espiku lomar mekudosh ad shechashecha, but they did not declare that day Rosh Chodesh until it was already night. Hareze me'ubar, they lost their chance of making that earlier day, the 30th day of the previous month, into Rosh Chodesh, the first of the new month, and the previous month is going to have 30 days, and what would have theoretically been the 31st day is going to be the first of the new month, because they missed it. They missed the chance to declare it Mekudash. The Mishnah continues with the second case. Re'u Bezdin Belvad, if Bezdin alone witnessed the new moon, Yamdu Shnayim V'ya'idu Bifnehem, so two of them should come in front of this Bezdin. It's a full Bezdin, a large Bezdin. Let's say a Bezdin of 23 coming back from a larger court case, a capital punishment type case. So they have more than they need in this Bezdin to do Kiddush HaChodesh. For Kiddush HaChodesh, you just need three. So, v'yo'idu b'fneihem, let some of them say testimony in front of three. V'yomru mikudosh mikudosh, and they can make it mikudosh. So the case over here was that they saw it the night, the earliest night, the night following the 29th of the previous month. So on day that might have been 30 of the previous month, they're going to declare it mikudosh. It'll be Rosh Chodesh, and that's the way they can say testimony about what they saw at night when they're ready to do the Kiddush HaChodesh during the day, because court cases are during the day. Ra'u Shlosha Vehein Bezdin, third case of the Mishnah. If you have three people witnessing the new moon, and they are the Bezdin, so what should they do? Yamdu Ashanayim, they take two people off the Bezdin and make them into witnesses, Edim. V'yoshivu mechavreim etzal ha'yochid, and they take from their colleagues, legitimate dayanim, legitimate judges, they take some colleagues and they put them next to the one remaining judge. V'yoidu b'fneim, and now they have a panel of three. V'yomru mekudosh mekudosh, and they can declare it's Mekudosh, She'ina Yochid Ne'eman Al Yedei Atzmo, because one person cannot function as a judge on his own by Kiddush HaChodesh. Let's take a look at the Gemara's explanation of how Kiddush HaChodesh is different than other types of testimony and judgments. Starting from about the eighth line down into the wide, the first on the line is Samach Dalid Aleph, Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought. And over here the Gemara comes to contrast Kiddush HaChodesh with other types of court cases. I would have thought, Tihevek Chakiras Edim Kitechilas Din, I would have thought that accepting the witnesses of the first case of the Mishnah should be like the beginning of a judgment, u'mekudosh mekudosh kegemar din, and when we paskin that it is mekudosh, it's like the end of a court case, v'lekadshei b'leilya, and you should be allowed to do kiddush hachodesh even at night. Because that's indeed how it works by financial court cases. And this statement is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Hey, the Tanan, we learned, Dine Mamon is done in Bayom Vigomrim Balaila. Financial court matters are judged by day, you deal with it by day, even if the final ruling doesn't come till night, that's okay because it started by day. Hachanami Mekachim Belelya, I would have thought here also you could do Kiddush HaChodesh by night as long as you started during the day, which clearly is the first case of our Mishnah. Kamash Malon, that doesn't work. The fact that everybody saw the new moon and knew about it during the day of the 30th of the previous month, the fact that you accepted witnesses and it was a done deal, so to speak, during the day of the 30th of the previous month, that's not enough. And you will not be able to be Mekadesh that day as Rosh Chodesh after nightfall. Kamash Malon, because it just works differently. Kiddush HaChodesh, as opposed to financial court cases, they're not the same. Asks the Gemara, why not? Ve'ema hachanami, why don't you compare Kiddush HaChodesh to financial law? Amar Kra, there's a pasuk referring to Bakese L'yom Chagenu, the hidden moon and its rejuvenation, and declaring it to be Rosh Chodesh, Ki chok li Yisrael hu, it's a law to Klal Yisrael, Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, and it's called Mishpat, it's a judgment. Emas have chok, when is it the law, Bigmar Din, when you finally declare it's Mekudosh Mekudosh. The Kakari le'Rachmana Mishpat, and the Pasuk itself is saying, and that act of chok, of declaration that it's Kodesh, is considered a mishpat, that itself is considered a judgment, ma mishpat bayom af hachanami bayom, and therefore it could only be done by day. So that's the first contrast that we want to discuss between judgments of financial matters and Kiddush HaChodesh. That Kiddush HaChodesh, even if you started by day, that's not enough. You have to finish by day, a comparison of Chok and Mishpat. Whereas financial matters, if you started by day, you'd be allowed to finish it by night. Now here's a second difference between Mamonis, financial matters, and Kiddush HaChodesh, the declaration of the new moon. Count up from the bottom four lines, and then towards the beginning of a line, de salkotaita chamino, I would have thought, here's another distinction. Hoil vitanya, since we learned, dine mamonis bishlosha, that financial matters can be done by three people, a panel of three, v'mhaya mumcha l'rabim, and if a person is a tremendous expert, and he's known as such, dana filu b'yochid, it's possible to do financial judgments even as one, as a single judge. Hachanami nikachi biyachidi, I would think here also that if a person is a big enough expert, he should be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh on his own, one judge. And therefore, in the later case of the Mishnah, where we ran out of judges, there were only three, and two of them have to be witnesses, I would think maybe one of them can remain as judge, and that would be sufficient. Kamash Malon, no, by Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a panel of three, no matter how big an expert you are. Ve'ema hachanami, why not? Why? What's the distinction? How do you know? Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yoser mimoshe, because there's no one greater expert than Moshe himself. V'ko'omar le'akadosh baruch hu, when Hashem said, adi'ika Aaron b'hadach, until Aaron is with you. Dechsiv, because the pasuk in Parshas Bo, giving the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to Klal Yisrael, described it as Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimar. It was a mitzvah given to Moshe and to Aaron. That's already two people, even though Moshe is an enormous expert. Tosfos points out, you're not able to have a bezdin that's shakul, that's even, and therefore it's always understood that once you have two people, you're really talking about three people. They take a third person to make it an odd, balanced court so that there could be a vote. There has to be able to be majority rule concept. So that's the second area in which Kiddush HaChodesh differs from financial matters. Again, the first one was that you can't finish Kiddush HaChodesh by night. It has to be done by day. It's a stringency, a restriction. And likewise, we have another restriction over here that you need a panel of three, even though in certain cases of financial matters, a single person might be enough of an expert to pull that off. Moshe Aaron, by Kiddush HaChodesh, makes it clear that we're talking about a panel of three. Let's continue with the case that will move us on to today's daf. The bottom line. L'meimra de'ed na'ase dayan. Are you telling me that it is possible for a person who witnessed an event to be a judge? Le'ma masnisen de'lo k'Rabbi Akiva. It would appear to be not like Rabbi Akiva because we learned a case. Sanhedrin shiro echad shehoreges ha'nefesh. If you have the very people of Bezdin who witnessed a murder, miktsas anasu edim, miktsas anasu dayanim, divi Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds that they could split and some of them can be witnesses and some of those who witnessed can act as judges. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no way. Kula na'asu edim, they all have the status of witnesses because they saw it. Ve'ein eid na'asa dayin. And there's a restriction here. You can't have a person who witnessed the murder to then sit on the court case. And the Gemara is going to explain because his viewpoint is tainted. Because he saw it. He's deeply offended, if you will. He feels it in his bones. The guy's guilty. He needs justice. The Gemara says, Afilu teme Rabbi Akiva. It could be that Kiddush HaChodesh matches the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, even though by murder cases, Rabbi Akiva did not allow someone who saw the event to act as a judge. By Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe he would allow a person who witnessed the new moon to act as a judge. Because Ad kan lo komer Rabbi Akiva hosam, Rabbi Akiva only said over there, Bedini nefashos, by capital offenses, you need people judging and people advocating for the defendant. And once a person saw the murder, so he can't see it favorably anymore, and therefore he's not a good judge, able to be mahapich bezuchus, able to see two sides of the argument. Aval hacha, but dealing with Kiddush HaChodesh, where the cross-examination is not v'shafto ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda, to advocate on behalf of a defendant. It's just to verify, did you see it? Afilu Rabbi Akiva moda, perhaps even Rabbi Akiva would agree that a person who witnessed it can serve as a judge as well. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.